Welcome again to AnimeCons TV. We're here at PortCon 2013, and we're talking with Chris Kaysen this time.
Hello.
How's it going, Chris?
Great.
So, one of the things we do every time is we ask everyone, what was your first convention? We're getting moonlighting here.
Is there a wrong answer based on this lighting? Let's see. What was my...
first convention.
My first convention ever. Oh, my gosh. I think, I'm pretty sure my first convention ever was, I think it was A-Fest. A-Fest in Dallas, I believe. Anime Fest, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, every convention does something a little differently, has their own spin on things. Is there something you've seen at one convention or the other that you wish more conventions would do?
Well, I think in general, and I'm sure many people would say the same thing, and not coming from a guest perspective, but just from just anyone, mm-hmm. I think that the staff or volunteer, the ratio of staff volunteer to attendee has to be just right. I think for it to be a really smooth convention or any event, really. But if you have, if you're understaffed and things go crazy, if you're overstaffed and that's kind of off kilter too, it has to be just the right mix. And I don't know, of course it's a magic number and I don't know what that would be.
Yeah.
But it's really finding that level, I think, is what makes a smooth weekend. So I would say that over anything else.
All right. And on the same token, is there anything you wish cons would try and avoid or something that you think is a trend you're kind of worried about?
Something that I'm worried about as a guest at
cons?
Or,
yeah.
Something that they would try to avoid. I don't know. We were actually talking about this earlier, that as a guest, we often don't really get the full picture of what the con is like because we only see it from our prism.
Very limited view, yeah.
Yeah, and we don't. In other words, we often don't get to see the warts and all, or the problems that they may be having, because we only see just, what we're doing. So, I don't know. I really couldn't comment on, in general, what not to do, other than
the staff.
The ratio, yeah.
So, one of our questions that we also like to ask is, do you have a favorite convention memory, or something that stands out as either your funniest story, or just your crowning moment of awesome... however you want to define it.
A favorite convention moment. Honestly, it really just happened. I mean, my favorite convention moment, it's really the little things, It's not a whole room of people applauding or laughing or whatever. For me, I like just being sort of, tapped on the shoulder in the hallway, and then a person says to you, I just want you to know that what you and your peers, other voice actors, do has really gotten me through some really tough times. And, if it wasn't for that, I don't know what I would have done, and it really moved me or helped me get past something. Because that's why, that's why I'm doing it anyway. It's a form of escape, and it helps people. And so that's the most rewarding part of it. And that you can't get in a room recording, in the dark with an engineer and a director. I mean, this is... it's being out with the people that are into it that really, that's all the difference.
It's you don't get as much the red carpet treatment. This is one of the few times that you get to really interact with the fans on a regular basis is at a convention and really get a chance to chat with them.
Yeah, and I've said too that I wish there was, it would be impossible to do. I wish there was a convention for every kind of job out there. Like as a guest. In other words, I wish you could be like, if you install cable, I wish there would be like cable installer con or whatever. Because I wish that everybody could experience that part of it and what it's like. Because it isn't like real life.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. It's so cool.
Yeah. The next question too is, are there any conventions you've heard about that you would like to see? Like, any ones that are on the radar of like, oh man, I would love to check out this convention?
There's tons. I mean, it seems like, and I'm sure based on the website that we're on right now, there are more cons than ever before. Mm-hmm. And so for me, it's just about... I put it this way, when you're recording in the middle of Texas, working on a show, you don't really... sometimes it feels like no one's even caring or watching what you're doing anyway, and then to find out that across the world people are interested in that, it's really mind-blowing. So for me, I'm going to a con coming up really soon in Australia,
Oh, wow.
And that's the other side of the world, and I can't believe they even want me there. Like, it's amazing to me. So I would say that. So for me, anything on the radar would be someplace far away that I can't believe I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at the same time, I always feel like I love going, but to me, someplace that I've never been and someplace sort of so-called exotic would be amazing.
You kind of tack on the travel and see more of the world, so to speak. Yeah.
Well, that's another fun part of it, is seeing more of the world. But I like meeting people. And an interesting thing that happens when you travel a lot is it sounds corny, but everybody, we are all human beings, and everybody really is the same. And what makes somebody laugh or cry over here makes somebody laugh or cry on the other side of the world. And it's a really cool, I don't know, I love it. It's really cool. And I've only done it the last few years, and I've really enjoyed it so far, quite a bit.
All right. And finally, where can people find out more about what you're up to?
That would be either there's a fan site that was made for me called Chris Kaysen's Anime Chuckle Hut. It's on Facebook.
That's a pretty awesome name.
Yeah, it sounds like an early 80s place where like you do stand-up comedy in the middle of nowhere. So Chris Kaysen's Anime Chuckle Hut, and on Twitter, it's at Kaysen World.
All right, great.
So, yeah.
Well, thank you for taking time to talk with us today.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, you too.